Diary, April 18th, 1900. Typed. To spend money, which is so hard to obtain, on materials with which to play tennis and cricket, is not in harmony with the testimonies which have been given to our school in Battle Creek. The danger of playing these games was pointed out, and those in the school discarded them. It has been understood all through our ranks that these games are not the proper education to be given in any of our schools. The school in Avondale is to be a pattern for other schools which shall be established among our people. Games and amusements are the curse of the colonies, and they must not be allowed in our school here. If those attending this school are not willing to come into line, if they refuse to act as it is their duty to act, let them return to their homes. The only true way to educate is to create a conscientious fear and love for God. The truth is of the highest value. We need men of moral backbone who can manage this school discreetly. My heart was pained to hear that, notwithstanding my talk before the school on Friday morning, when I read a testimony on amusements and presented before the students the danger of games, the faculty had not wisdom or discernment to understand how to deepen the impression made. They did not give the students to understand that there is an authority above human wisdom to which they must take heed. The inclinations of the students were heeded, and contempt for the counsel of God was permitted to rule. That night the case of Aaron was presented before me. While Moses was called to the mount to receive the tables of stone written with the finger of God, Aaron was left in charge of the people. But he proved an unfaithful general. He failed to carry the people through the crisis of severe temptation to idolatry. He united with them in carrying out their plans, and the Lord declared that he certainly would have been slain had not Moses interceded in his behalf. Let the faculty read this history and be afraid. Those who put their trust in God and walk tremblingly for fear of offending him will walk safely. Those who are acting as guardians of the youth and yet have not that education and tact which enables them to act wisely in an emergency, might better draw nigh to God and learn of the great teacher the lessons so essential for them to learn if they would be true shepherds, watching for souls as they that must give an account. One thing is to be plainly and decidedly carried out. Amusements are not to be a part of the education given to the students in our school in this place. Wednesday, April 18th. I slept well last night. I thank the Lord for His goodness in relieving my mind of the great distress that came upon it. My heart has been sore and sick, but the Lord has blessed me, greatly blessed me, as I have taken my position in regard to the amusement question and the games which have been unwisely introduced by the faculty without one word of counsel with me. We should not forget the things which have happened in the past in America. Little did I suppose that these games would be introduced and carried on upon the anniversary of the opening of our school in Kurrenbong. Was this the service of thanksgiving that should have been rendered to God? I feel so sorry as I think of this, and I am instructed to say, all these movements should be sharply rebuked, for there has been no sparing of instruction on this point.